Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Friday, the 2nd of November, which is the 24th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. And since it is Friday, I'll be reading the end of the week double episode where I read for tomorrow for Shabbat as well. And this week, our Torah portion, our parasha, is called Chayei Sarah, which means Sarah's life. And today our reading is Genesis 25, 1 through 11. Before I begin to read, let's bless God for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Now Abraham took another wife. Her name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Yokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Yokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. Dedan's sons were Ashuim, Letushim, and Leumim. Midian's sons were Ephah, Epher, Hanoch, Avida, and Eldaah. All of these were Keturah's sons. Now Abraham gave everything that he had to Isaac, but to the sons of Abraham's concubines, Abraham had given gifts and sent them away from his son Isaac, while he was still living, eastward to the land of the east. Now these are the days of the years of Abraham's life that he lived, 175 years. So Abraham breathed his last and died at a good old age, old and satisfied. Then he was gathered to his peoples. Then Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite, next to Mamre, the field that Abraham bought from the sons of Chet. There Abraham is buried along with Sarah, his wife. After Abraham's death, God blessed Isaac his son, and Isaac lived near Be'er Lahai Ru'i. And that was Genesis 25, 1 through 11. And today's portion from the prophets is Judges chapter 5. Then Deborah and Barak, son of Avinoam, sang on that day, saying, "When leaders take the lead in Israel, when people freely offer themselves, bless the Lord. Listen, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord, I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you came out from Seir, when you marched from Edom's field, the earth trembled. The heavens also dropped, yes, clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, this Sinai at the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anat, in the days of Yael, the highways were deserted, travelers walked by crooked paths. Villages were deserted in Israel, deserted, until I, Deborah, arose, a mother in Israel arose. They chose new gods. Then war was in the gates. No shield or spear was seen among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with Israel's rulers, who offer themselves freely among the people. Bless the Lord. Riders on white donkeys, sitting on saddle blankets, traveling on the road, sing. Louder than the sound of archers at the watering places, there let them rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord, the righteous deeds for His villages in Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, utter a song. Arise, Barak, lead away your captives, O son of Avinoam. Then a remnant of nobles came down. The Lord's people came down to me with the mighty ones. Those with root in Amalek are from Ephraim, following you. Benjamin, with your peoples. From Machir came down rulers. and from Zevulun wielding the martial staff. Issachar's chiefs were with Deborah. Issachar was with Balak. Into the valley they rushed at his heels. Among the divisions of Reuben, there were great resolves of heart. Why did you stay in the sheepfolds to hear the piping for the flocks? Among the clans of Reuben, there was much searching of heart. Gilad stayed beyond the Jordan, and Dan, why did he stay by the ships? Asher sat at the seacoast, dwelling by its docks. Zevulun is a people who jeopardized their lives to death, and Naphtali also, on the heights of the battlefield. The kings came, they fought, then the kings of Canaan fought at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo, but they took no spoil of silver. From heaven the stars fought in their courses, they fought against Sisera. The Kishon torrent swept them away, that ancient torrent, the torrent Kishon. O my soul, march on with strength. Then the horse's hoofs beat from the dashing of his mighty steeds. Curse Meroz, said the angel of the Lord, utterly curse its inhabitants, for they came not to the aid of the Lord, to the aid of the Lord among the mighty. Blessed above women is Yael, the wife of Hevel the Kenite. Above women in the tent is she blessed. Water he asked, milk she gave him. In a lordly bowl she brought him butter. Her hand reached for the tent pin, her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she struck Sisera. She smashed his head. Yes, she crushed and pierced his temple. At her feet he collapsed. He fell, he lay. Between her feet he bowed, he fell. Where he bowed, there he fell dead. Through the window, Sisera's mother looked out through the lattice and lamented shrilly. Why does his chariot delay in coming? Why do the wheels of his chariots tarry? The wisest of her princesses answer her. Yes, she repeats the words to herself. Are they not finding, dividing the spoil? A maiden, maidens for every warrior. To Sisera, a spoil of dyed garments, a spoil of dyed garments of embroidery, double dyed garments of embroidery for the necks of every spoiler. So let all your enemies perish, Lord, but may those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its might. Then the land had peace for 40 years. And that was Judges chapter 5. And today our writing, our portion from the writings, excuse me, is Psalm 28. Of David. To you, Lord, I call. My rock, do not be deaf to me. If you were silent to me, I would become like those going down to the pit. Hear the sound of my pleas. When I cry to you for help, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary, do not drag me away with the wicked and with doers of iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors while evil is in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds, their evil acts. Repay them for the deeds of their hands. Bring back on them what they deserve, since they show no regard for the deeds of the Lord, nor the work of his hands. He will tear them down and never build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the sound of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I was helped. Therefore my heart leaps for joy, and I will praise him with my song. The Lord is their strength, a stronghold of salvation for his anointed. Save your people, bless your inheritance, shepherd them and carry them forever. That was Psalm 28. And the last portion for today, for Friday, is Matthew 22, 23 through 46. On that day, Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to Yeshua and questioned him, saying, Teacher, Moses said, if someone dies having no children, his brother as next of kin shall marry his widow and father children for his brother. Now there were 7 brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. In the same way also the second and the third, down to the 7th. Last of all, the woman died. So in the resurrection, whose wife of the 7 will she be? For they all had married her. But answering, Yeshua said to them, you've gone astray, because you don't understand the scriptures or the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, haven't you read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astounded at his teaching. But the Pharisees, when they heard that Yeshua had silenced the Sadducees, gathered together in one place, and testing him, one of them, a lawyer, asked, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the Torah? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The entire Torah and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Yeshua asked them a question, saying, What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? David's, they said to him. Then how is it, he says to them, that David by the Ruach calls him Lord? For he says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? No one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone dare from that day on to question him any longer. That was Matthew 22:23-46. And now we'll continue with our portions for tomorrow. And the first portion, which is from the Torah, is Genesis 25:12-18. Now these are the genealogies of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, Sarah's Egyptian slave girl, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to their descendants. Ishmael's firstborn, Nevaiot, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Yetur, Naphish, and Kedem. These are Ishmael's sons, and these are their names. By their unwalled and walled settlements, 12 princes according to their clans. These are the years of Ishmael's life, 137 years. He breathed his last, died, and was gathered to his peoples. Then they dwelled from Havilah to Shur, which is east of Egypt as you go toward Assyria. Over against all his brothers, he fell. That was Genesis 25:12-18. And this Shabbat's Haftarah portion, the portion from the prophets that is read on Shabbat, is 1 Kings 1:1-31. Now King David was old, advanced in years. Though they covered him with clothes, he could not keep warm. So his servants said to him, Let them seek a young virgin for my lord the king, and let her attend the king and be his nurse, and let her lie by your side, so my lord the king may keep warm. So they sought for a beautiful girl throughout all the territory of Israel, and found Avishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The girl was very beautiful, so she became the king's nurse and served him, but the king was not intimate with her. Now Adoniah, son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, I'll be king. So he prepared for himself chariots, horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. His father had not scolded him at any time by asking, Why have you behaved this way? He was also a very handsome man, and he was born after Avshalom. So he conferred with Yoav, son of Zeruiah, and with Aviatar the Kohen. Following Adoniah, they supported him. But Tzadok the Kohen, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, Nathan the prophet, Shimei, Rei, and David's mighty men were not on Adoniah's side. Then Adoniah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened cattle by the stone of Tzohelet, which is beside En Rogel, and invited all his brothers, the king's sons, and all the men of Judah, the king's servants. But he did not invite Nathan the prophet, Benaiah the mighty men, or Solomon. But Nathan spoke to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, saying, Haven't you heard that Adoniah, son of Haggith, has assumed the kingship, and our lord David does not know it? Now come, please let me give you advice. Save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go at once to King David and say to him, My lord the king, haven't you sworn to your handmaid, saying, Surely your son Solomon will become king after me, and he will sit on my throne? Then why does Adoniah reign? Behold, while you are still there talking with the king, I will come in after you and confirm your words. So Bathsheba went to the king into the chamber. Now the king was very old, with Avishag the Shunammite serving the king. Bathsheba bowed and prostrated herself to the king. The king asked, What troubles you? She said to him, My lord, you swore by the Lord your God to your handmaid, Surely Solomon your son will be king after me, and he will sit on my throne. Yet now, behold, Adoniah reigns, though you do not know it, my lord the king. He has sacrificed oxen, fattened cattle, and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons, Aviatar the Kohen, and Yoav the commander of the army. But he has not invited Solomon, your servant. As for you, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are on you, to tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise, it will come to pass, when my lord the king sleeps with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be considered traitors. Then behold, while she was still talking with the king, the prophet Nathan came in, and they informed the king, saying, Behold, the prophet Nathan is here. When he came in before the king, he prostrated himself before the king with his face to the ground. Then Nathan said, My lord the king, did you say, Adoniah shall be king after me, and he shall sit on my throne? For he has gone down today, slain oxen, fattened cattle and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons, the captains of the army, and Aviatar the Kohen. And behold, they are eating and drinking with him, and they are saying, Long live King Adoniah! But he did not invite me, your servant, Tzadok the Kohen, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, or your servant Solomon. Was this thing done by my lord the king, without letting your servants know who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Then King David answered and said, Summon Bathsheba to me. So she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. Then the king swore an oath, As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of all distress, as surely as I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying that your son Solomon will be king after me and will sit on my throne in my place, thus I will surely fulfill it this day. Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground and prostrated herself before the king and said, Let my lord King David live forever. That was 1 Kings 1, verse 1 through 31. And the final portion today, or actually this week, is from Galatians, and it's chapter 4, verses 21 through 31. Tell me, you who want to be under Torah, don't you understand the Torah? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and one by the free woman. But one, the son by the slave woman, was born naturally, while the other, the son by the free woman, was born through the promise. Now these things are being treated allegorically, for these are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, giving birth to slavery. This is Hagar. But this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery along with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother, for it is written, Rejoice, O barren woman who bears no children. Break forth and shout, you who suffer no labor pains, for more are the children of the desolate than of the one who has a husband. Now you, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, you are children of promise. But just as at that time the one born according to the flesh persecuted the one born according to the Ruach, so it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Drive out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. That was Galatians 4, 21 through 31. And it concludes our readings for this week. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shabbat Shalom.